Don't judge a book by its cover by M30.
It was a peaceful day in the zoo and all the animals just woke up to start a new day. Everybody knows before the keepers and visitors come to the zoo, the animals talk and mix together out of their cages. As usual, all the animals were having fun except for one sad, lonely skunk who was hiding behind a bush.
Look at that miserable skunk trying to hide. He thinks no one can see him, but we all can smell him.
Grr, I think you are right, hyena. He is a bit on the nose. Grr!
As you know, being a barn owl, I know everything. And I tell you, skunk is the worst smell I have ever had. The displeasure of smelling. It is a shame we cannot move him further away.
Go easy on him. He doesn't smell that bad to me. Anyway, you shouldn't be so mean. No one deserves to be treated in this way.
You are so high you can't even smell your own feet, giraffe.
Well, I think you are all horrid. I'm gonna talk to Skunk.
Oh no, stay away. I smell and you won't like it.
What are you talking about? I can't smell you. The day is too beautiful to be hiding away like this. Come on, let's go for a walk.
Giraffe and Skunk spend a lovely hour walking around the zoo. They discovered they liked many things the same, like the colour of acacia flowers in the lion's enclosure and the way the pebbles bounced off the rocks in the sealed pool.
Welcome to the zoo. We hope you have a lovely day visiting us. Please make sure you stay behind the barriers and don't feed the
animals. Oh no, we've had so much fun. I forgot the time. Better get back to my place.
Yeah, better hurry. See you tonight after closing?
You bet.
The zoo opens and all the animals are in their cages. People come in to see the animals. One little boy runs away from his parents straight to the hyena's cage.
Look at the hyena. Whoa, he's so ugly.
What a rude boy.
Hey, ugly, why don't you clean your face? Here, let me help you. Ha, you think you're scary? My kitten at home is fiercer than you.
Well, I never.
Bet I can beat you.
With that, the boy throws a rock and hits Lion on the back.
Pathetic. Wow, look at Giraffe. Come here, Giraffe. I have a lovely chocolate bar for you.
Oh, look. How nice.
That's right. Just a little more. Stick your head through the bars. Come on, eat the chocolate.
Giraffe bends down to get the chocolate bar. The boy moves the chocolate bar back so Giraffe leans forward a little more.
Oh no, Giraffe will get his neck stuck in the bars if he's not careful.
Not if I can help it. No one treats my friend this way.
What can you possibly do? Lion and hyena couldn't even deal with this boy.
Watch me.
Hey look, a black and white paintbrush.
Leave my friend alone.
What was that? Making scary skunk noises.
Leave my friend alone!
Skunk tried very hard to reason with the boy, but as we all know, people do not understand skunkanese.
Blah, blah, blah. What a boring squeaking animal. The giraffe is much more interesting. Here, giraffe, come get it. That's it. Through the bars.
That's it!
With that, Skunk turned around and lifted his tail. The whole zoo went silent as a high-pitched wind started to blow, wafting a yellowish stink towards the boy.
What? Ew!
The stink seemed to cling to the boy.
Oh, you smell terrible! Get away from me!
Try as he might, the boy couldn't escape. The smell clung to him as thick as glue.
Mom, I hate the zoo! I want to go home!
The boy turned and ran off to find his mum dropping the chocolate bar.
Hi, giraffe. Here, let me.
Oh, a chocolate bar just like the one the boy had. He never did give it to me.
Well, here you are. Enjoy.
You are one in a million, Skunk. I'm glad we're friends.
Wow, that was terrific. I never should have underestimated you. You saved us all.
Nah, it was nothing.
No, Snake is right.
We misread you.
Please accept our friendship and thanks.
And with that, Skunk found his place in the zoo, not alone, but as a hero and friend to all. It goes to show you cannot always judge a book by its cover.